Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dustin, this guy was one of your teammates.
Yeah, we played together for a couple seasons down at Ohio State. Was always the funniest guy around.
Yeah.
And if Steve Grave was in the room, everybody was smiling. And, of course, he's trying to make people smile right now.
And now he's a doctor, which means he's smart, unlike a bunch of you dummies in that locker room.
Oh, he was so always so smart and so talented. Good to have Steve Grave with us. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, it's good to see you guys. I appreciate the term played. Truth be told, that's a little bit of a misnomer, unless you count the two plays I was able to play against Kent State my entire 4 years there.
So you're like Rudy.
I am like Rudy. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah, you got it.
What was that like? What was that like getting in for those two plays?
Oh, well, it was incredible. You know, if we were live, I'd be able to reenact them. But at the same time, like, as you know, the history of the Buckeyes, being able to come from Northeast Ohio, experience a couple of different coaches, win a national championship, and it's just super, right? You couldn't write it any better.
That's really cool, though. Like, I mean, you know, whatever. You didn't play a lot. You were walk-on, but you're in the history books. That's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. And then to be able to return back to my alma mater for 5.5 years as a sports psychologist at Ohio State with athletics, that was real a treat, too, to be able to give back to that athlete population that I knew so well and was a part of for so long.
Steve, what's going on right now? I mean, this is interesting times for our country, for sports, for everything. Like, what's your daily life like? I mean, are you still doing, like, teledoc stuff with your clients, with your patients, I should say? What is this world like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, mental health in general the past couple of years have started to get a little bit more awareness. But in this recent global pandemic, I think a lot of folks are still trying to figure out, you know, what's up and what's down and trying to grasp at any straws that they can. And obviously, as a individual that's based in talk therapy, you want to be able to offer support. So yeah, I do that virtually. I've done it actually virtually for the past 2.5 years, and then recently developed a platform that offers on-demand stress management and performance enhancement for athletes in particular. So it's kind of actually business as usual for me, but it's exciting to see more remote tele-support opportunities and options that are coming as a result of this.
Doc, how important is it? You know, I know I share my stories with the fans, and I talk about, you know, I see a therapist, and you know, that was the one thing I was going to go to was my therapy appointment, and then the day before I called her, and we set it up to do on video. I think in these times, whether you're an athlete or not, I mean, talk about the importance, whether it's a psychologist, a therapist, psychiatrist, whatever it may be, whatever issues you may be dealing with, how important it is to connect in that way if you're feeling down or nervous and scared, as a lot of people are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just named it. And I want to applaud you for being an advocate and a voice of your own support, you know, especially in the sports world.
Yeah.
We're all very hyper-masculine, right? Yeah. We can handle it on our own. But, you know, I take my car to the mechanic. When I have a cavity, I go to the dentist. And sometimes we just need to talk some things out. And it doesn't have to be the traditional, let's talk about your mom or your entire history. It's just unloading some things to somebody that has no skin in the game. And what's amazing, as I'm sure you found, is it gives you the opportunity to put the puzzle pieces back together and to make a better and more clear picture of what's going on. And then with that clear picture, you're able to actually do something about it.
Steve, what are players going through right now? I mean, everyone's at home. We're all like losing our freaking minds because there's only so many Netflix shows you can watch. There's only so many hours of Call of Duty you can play. And, you know, working out's not easy. You know, I've got a little home gym that I have, but it's not like, again, you know, I'm not a pro athlete, and pro athletes, maybe they have better situations, but like, you're not going to a gym where you can, you know, push sleds and squat racks and all this stuff. Like, it's got to be tough for these guys going through this uncertain time.
Well, 100%. I think one of the biggest things that I realized after graduating was just how much of my schedule, what I ate, the workouts that I did, what classes that I took was figured out for me. And right. So a lot of these athletes, with that structure being gone, they're probably finding that now it's 100% now on their own intrinsic motivation to get things done. And I imagine there's a portion of them that are able to do that, right? They're not skipping a beat. You know, maybe the LeBron James of the world right. that are just so disciplined and they're knocking it out. But then I also think, to your point, there's a large population of folks that are probably regressing a bit, not sharpening their axe mentally, not sharpening their axe physically. And at some point, the season is going to come back around. And so if you want to have that edge, it's important to be doing something. But it makes a lot of sense that without that structure, they may be resorting back to lazier days.
We're talking with sports psychologist Dr. Steve Grafe. Doc, when you we had Chris Fedor on before to talk about the Cavs, and he was saying that Larry Nance Jr. has Crohn's, and he's really nervous about coming back, like even when they say it's okay, because he's a little more vulnerable than some other people are, depending on your situation. You know, so like, how would you kind of counsel someone that there's a ton of anxiety when we do come back to reality? People like in his situation, athletes that may have conditions and weakened immune systems, are going to be probably extra nervous or anxious or whatever. How do you counsel someone in that situation?
Yeah, the first thing is to just own the reality that it's okay to be anxious. It's okay to be nervous about this. We're all trying to figure this out. And if anyone comes on and says they're a complete expert in how to navigate the X's and O's of this coronavirus, yeah, they're being deceitful. So I think just naming and being okay and kind of rolling with the waves of anxiety and knowing that that's going to be part of the process for a little bit, but then being able to learn how to calm and manage that anxiety by simple deep breathing and relaxation. So really, anxiety is this fight or flight response. So you have to counteract that with the chill and still response and warrant control of that through the power of the breath and relaxation. And then deliberately and with purpose, choosing what to think, feel, or do next. So we might remind ourselves that Doc's cleared us, we're healthy. Hey, I've engaged in this sport before, nothing's changed, I'm just going back now. Or I know it might be a little bit of a tough road and I might be feeling all sorts of emotions, but that's okay because I have a tremendous support system around me.
My former teammate, Steve Grafe at Ohio State.
Dustin just sent me a picture.
Yeah.
Of you on the field there, Steve.
Yeah,
at the national championship game. Yeah,
it's true.
Steve Grafe is a national champion. He's now a doctor. He's way smarter than us, and so we thought we'd bring him on to talk about some of these things that are certainly relevant now with everything that's going on. You can check out his website, mindurance.com. That's MINDURANCE, mindurance.com. Steve, so for us people that now are not athletes, I'm a former player. But I'm not a player anymore. I'm just a has-been like you and like Adam the Bull. And we're at home and we are all miserable. What should we do, Steve? How do we get through the day? How do we stay positive? How do we stay motivated and stop drinking so much Tito's?
Well, hey, you know, I'm not a miracle worker, right? We all have our particular vices. And right. if you ask Dustin or any of my friends, certainly I'm right. not short on those. Right. But, you know, it's really about, again, kind of knowing that at any given time, we're going to experience all sorts of things. One day we might feel productive and one day we might just feel like laying around. And as we find that the pendulum is starting to swing a little bit more to the lethargic, lazy mode, to think that we can just go ahead and turn that switch back on is difficult. So I always encourage people to start small, make a new routine or habit or behavior too easy to fail. So if you got away from the gym, if you used to be that 60-minute a day person, you've gone 2 weeks without it, literally start off with that 2 minutes. Just right. get and do something for 2 minutes. And what that does, there's actually science that backs it, is it gets the neurotransmitters and the neurons building that behavioral path again. And that's all you want to do, is you want to get that path like a new road, building, throwing some asphalt down, then covering that asphalt with some concrete, then lining it, and it becomes a very highly efficient highway. But it starts from that single 1% increase of behavior in something simple. I also think it's an opportunity to diversify a little bit. You know, if you've been somebody that has been so focused on doing X and X alone, like for many of these athletes, now is an opportunity to maybe read about another interest or passion, that you might want to be interested in. And the more diverse we are as human beings, and the more that we're able to kind of expand our passions or an interest in our behaviors, the more likely we are to respond positively if one of those get taken away.
You know, I think sometimes, Steve, and again, I'm curious your thoughts on this because you're an expert, but like I've heard some people say, even if you just go through a workout and you half-ass it, you know, it's okay. You did something. Like you got through something, as opposed to not getting out of bed, as opposed to just laying there feeling sorry for yourself. If you just move a little bit and start there, that's okay, right?
Oh, 100%. We have to rethink our relationship with some of these positive health behaviors, because yeah, there's a lot of the gurus, the gym rats of the world that says you have to go 110% all the time. And the reality is for a lot of us, just simply getting off the couch, getting the heart rate going a little bit, or even simply a nice little walk outside can be profound, and it clears our mind. It helps increase our physicality. And sometimes that's all we need, and that is perfectly okay.
Dr. Steve Grafe with us, Dustin's teammate at OSU, sports psychologist. You know, you're right. I'm not in the best of shape. I'm getting better than I used to be. But, you know, I hadn't taken a walk in a couple of days, and I went to the supermarket the other day, which had me stressed out. And today I was like, I have to go take a walk, and I did it a couple hours before the show. And it really, just being in the fresh air for 45 minutes made me feel so much better. And you don't think about it that much, but in these circumstances, you're right. Just a walk and really, really cleared my mind a lot.
100%. Rethinking exercise, going outside for a walk, playing around in the garden, going up and down the stairs a few times. And not only, okay, so maybe you're not getting the 60-minute high-intensity interval training, but you're smelling that fresh air. You're doing something to move around. And another big thing is you're checking the sense of accomplishment box.
Right.
So you deliberately put out a goal that you wanted to accomplish, even if it's something seemingly minuscule. But the fact that you were able to achieve that and you check that box, that is so reinforcing, and it increases the likelihood that you're going to want to do it again.
Steve, how important is it? We talked about, staying in touch with your therapist in these times, or psychologist or whatever. But how important is it to, you know, FaceTime with friends, or, you know, just talk on the phone, whatever it may be, and have that social interaction, especially, you know, a lot of people have families, but there's plenty of people that live alone. How important is that in these times?
Well, there's that quote, no person, no man is an island, right?
Yeah,
and we are by nature, with our ability to communicate, social animals. And you see really devastating research articles about prisoners that are in that solitation. And we need it. We crave it. And even if you're a little bit of an introvert or a bit of a lone wolf, at the end of the day, you still need that social connection. So any way that you can do that, if you do live alone, obviously FaceTime, Zoom is crushing it right now.
Yep.
So that video conferencing, even a text just as a check-in of like, hey, how you doing? That can go so far. And once again, it seems minuscule. It seems small. But sometimes less is more, and the smallest behaviors can have the largest impact.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It was funny, in the last week, I have reached out, I've texted and called some people that I haven't spoken to in years. Mm-hmm. You know, beyond my regular group of friends, I just reached out to like a bunch of random people that I haven't spoken to in years, just to kind of say, I don't know. I don't even know why I did it for sure. I can't even pinpoint it, but it felt good to do it, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things, and I think there's going to be a lot of benefit that comes as a result of this, is realizing, I mean, when you're around people all the time, I mean, frankly, you talk for a living, you're socializing for a living.
Yeah.
So
right.
You don't, your fuel tank's kind of always full with that socialization. And now you actually have the awareness of what it's like when that fuel tank is low and that check engine light comes on, and you realize, I'm not exactly sure why I'm doing this, but I need to fill up my gas tank.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reach out to somebody I haven't even talked to in a long time, just for the sake of filling up that social fuel. And so good for you for having that awareness. And I think once this all shakes out, we all can be a little bit more deliberate about knowing how much we need that social connection and engaging in actions to make it happen.
Dr. Steve Grafe is with us, of course, one of my former teammates at Ohio State, now doing great things in the medical world, and he's a sports psychologist, and he's very, very smart, and I love listening to him talk. He was always the funniest guy around, and now he's the most serious guy around at times. Steve, let me ask you this question. For people that listen to our show, I mean, listen, there's a lot of people out there right now without jobs. You know, times are desperate, and, you know, people may be feeling really depressed, maybe for the first time ever, like never been depressed, but all of a sudden now you feel down and out. What would you say to those people?
Yeah, well, to understand, and, you know, obviously it's the line of work that I'm in, and my heart goes out to those folks, and it's what I've been around for a really long time, is to know that you're not alone, right? There's so many, there's millions of individuals that are experiencing this exact same or similar situation as you, that it's okay to be feeling the way that you're feeling, to know that there are resources that's out there for you to utilize and check out. And it doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean you don't have your stuff together. It doesn't mean you can't figure it out. But going back to that earlier conversation about social connection, is we are social animals, and being able to unload some of these things, to talk through some of these things, and even just to brainstorm some of these things is super important, and can just help you to feel like you have a little bit more control over the situation. So you're not alone. Small steps can have large implications, and to just continue to trust that we're going to get through this.
Steve Rafe, you're the best. Always looked up to you, played against you. You're my teammate, and you're doing great things. I appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey, really appreciate the opportunity. You guys take care and stay safe.
Be well. You too.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.